Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Energy!
We got the energy!
Energy!
We're bringing it every day, and we're bringing it for the next hour into your weekend on a Friday. It's the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, soon to be named 2020 class of the NFL Hall of Fame. I'm still figuring out how I want to word that, because I don't want to say unnamed or unnamed, because it's going to happen. 2020 is going to be the year.
I believe you.
I hope everybody knows that.
When you said the Bucks was going to win last night, I believe that. So I believe you.
I was glad, because I went to the game last night, and immediately as we're walking in, going up the escalator, all of a sudden, friend looks at me and goes,
This is funny.
So I hear they need to win tonight, huh? Where'd you hear that from?
I turned
on the show couple of minutes earlier today, and I heard you don't have the best record going to games. Wish you would have told me that before you bought the tickets.
Oh, that's funny.
Bucks going to win 98-97 last night. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Did you like the tickets you bought?
Love them.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, they were good seats. Pretty good seats. Were you 9 rows off the floor?
Yeah, like 15 maybe if you count like the courtside club.
Yeah,
like
look
that.
At you.
Yeah, yeah, maybe if you're counting that.
And her head. Row 9. The little cartoon cloud. The little cartoon cloud. And you have like
a little thought bubble?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really not a loser. That's what she said in hers.
Probably. Or actually, boy, he's got more money than I thought.
Actually, no.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is
money than I thought. He's not a loser.
The former actually came out vocally like 4 or 5 different times. Wow, this guy's actually not a loser.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow, you're pretty cool.
You didn't tell
me
that.
I was like, yeah.
I like that kind of petty drama.
Good.
I love it.
That's all good. That's what's up.
Wow, so talk about that really low going into that thing for you.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm just capitalizing on where I was at.
Oh, my goodness. You ever say it? Anybody say that to you, Leroy? Mm-hmm. Man, you're really not a loser after all.
No. That's happened a few times to me.
Gary, how about you, man? Ever happened to you?
Man, these jokers are 300 pounds, though, man. Like, girl comes over and see a 300-pounder go over and hit. I was like, wow, okay, let's calm down a little bit. Yeah. How about you?
Not every day you run into a 300-pounder.
Just saying, you're lame.
Has perfect hair.
Yeah, not every day.
Perfect hair.
Wear your flannels and with you got your.
I got my kickers on. I got my Shawn Michaels boots on.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
He got upset though because I said that Plucker hair is bigger than his. He got all upset.
It's not true.
Yeah,
it is.
No, it's not.
I like to deal with.
He got
facts.
A better grade.
It's, no,
yeah.
Leroy,
you
like
got better facts. Roots. He got from roots up. He
no,
got
you wrong.
No, but it all starts with the roots though.
Yeah,
he got a hat on, Gary. You got to see him with his hat on.
Nah, I ain't trying to do all that.
Just a little piece of news before we get into the lanes here. The Chicago Bears have decided to release kicker Cody Parkey at the start of the new league year. Fresh start is welcomed by both parties. And the Pro Bowler will likely find work quickly. He is still due $3.5 million guaranteed on his 2019 contract.
Yeah, he's good,
Leroy. From Ian Rappaport of NFL Network.
Damn.
Sparky, right lane on today's show, and 414-799-1250 is where you can get in on this on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Takeaways from last night's Bucks game, 98-97. They win against Boston and do it once again in a very, very interesting style.
I'll tell you something. What I think last night showed again was they can win all kinds of different ways. And last night showed when Boston got physical with them, they were able to respond to the challenge and get physical back. Mirotić adds a little physical presence I think that people weren't expecting if they haven't watched him play before because he's done it his whole career. But I think that was nice to see. He had some length on that side of the floor. Obviously, he hit a couple threes, shows the ability to space the floor. I love the trade when they made the trade. I love the trade even more now, even though it's only one game. You can just kind of see how this is going to work going forward as he gets more comfortable within this team. And the different combinations that Boonholzer can run out there is good, too. And now you can have him and Lopez, Ersan. You got some guys with some size that can bang with guys.
Yep.
Giannis showed that he'll go down there and deal with Al Horford. Middleton trying to throw down in some dude's face last night on a slam dunk. He doesn't do that very often, trying to make a point on somebody. So that was pretty impressive. And then Middleton with 13 rebounds. A couple of those were man-sized rebounds inside last night. So
what about that big three with 32 seconds left?
Yeah, that was good too. But I was just talking about the physicality of the Bucks last night. I think was the most impressive thing to me.
Also, a bit of news. Karl Anthony Towns was involved in a car accident Thursday night way back from the airport.
He didn't rear-end Rami,
did he? Is listed as questionable for tonight's game against the Knicks. The Timberwolves play the Bucks tomorrow night.
It doesn't matter. They're going to lose anyhow.
The Bucks,
Timberwolves.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
It doesn't matter if he plays or not. They're going to lose.
T-Wolves aren't touching this team.
No.
Leroy, what did you take away from last night's 98-97 win at Fiserv Forum?
First of all, I just wanted to win because I got a friend that's a huge Boston fan. The first thing he would just say, y'all cheated. You know, Uncle Drew got fired. I said, well, what about when y'all? The man was 6-for-27. I mean, no team was making shots, but it just seemed like to me that your chemistry is not where it's supposed to be. Now, he had to throw in that Steve Garrett. Gordon Hayward didn't play. I'm like, man, he never plays, man. Stop it. The Bucks should have beat you guys by 10 points. Okay, it was by one. Then he brought up the rules of touching the ball. I said, listen, all of that was in you guys' favor. You had the ball. Uncle Drew just needs to dish it out to Horford. Wide open three, a jump shot to win the game. Don't complain about it. But nobody can stop Giannis in the paint. You guys could have a problem in a 7-game series. Matter of fact, it may not go but 4. So I was so happy I didn't know what to do.
37 minutes, 30 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, 2 block shots was the stat line for Giannis Antetokounmpo last night. Gary, one of your takeaways ended up being...
Now, you know what? The turnovers did concern me a little bit.
4 of them, yeah.
But...
5 from Chris Middleton.
That's it's bad. You know, they'll clean
15
that up.
As a team.
As Mike McCarthy say, Gary, we'll get that cleaned up.
Yeah, we got to get that cleaned up. Gary, but one of your takeaways ended up being the center lane today of Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, that some people get a little offended when you say that Giannis needs to get himself a jump shot.
Yeah, I don't – that just drives – well, I'm sure it drives those people crazy, but it – drives me crazy when they actually feels like they don't see the big picture. And the big picture is, and I know, great, he's scoring 30 a game. Average 30, that's great.
Averaging 33 this month.
Yeah, great, great. I'm good with that. But when I say, man, he jump shot in that thing, he could be, think about this, guys, he could be the best player ever.
Ever.
But you people are just so narrow-minded and just so closed off. I don't think you see the forest for the trees. I'm talking ever. And when I made that comment, I go, Gary, well, he had 30 last night. He had 30. I get that he had 30. But just think what a jumper would do to his game.
Do you get offended when people say Giannis needs a jumper, Steve Sparky Fifer, biggest Bucks fan in the city? If so, why?
No, I don't get offended, but I get why they do get offended. And I was explaining this to Gary earlier. Look, most of us weren't alive to really see Lew Alcindor be that superstar difference maker in the league for the Bucks back in the day. So this, for most of us, is the first time we've ever had an MVP-type player on this team, a guy that probably could win the most valuable player, a guy who has the Bucks in position, have the best record in the NBA at the end of the year, the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, the number one seed in the NBA Finals. If they make it that far, if they continue to hold the best record in the NBA. So then when you hear as a Bucks fan, hey, man, yeah, your guy may win the MVP, but dude, you don't have a jumper, man. Until he gets a jumper, don't talk to me about Giannis. That type of stuff, I think, rubs people the wrong way because it's, okay, so Shaq wins an MVP. Nobody's talking about his lack of a jumper. Kobe does something. Nobody's ripping on Kobe. LeBron wins MVPs. You don't hear all this crap necessarily about LeBron. But now we got a guy that's going to win MVP, and now everybody's got to be critical about something about our guy because we're in Milwaukee and we're the Bucks. That, I think, is where people get pissed off because they're sick and tired of it because they feel like, you know, the little small brother getting picked on all the time, no matter how good they get.
And the left lane for today on Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, we really never posed a question. We really never took calls on it. It's really more of just what in the hell is going on with Robert Kraft? He's being charged with two accounts of soliciting a prostitute down in Jupiter, Florida. And his spokesperson says categorically denying any illegal activity from his client, Robert Kraft. Gary Ellerson.
What's going on?
Robert Kraft going to a massage parlor down in Jupiter, Florida, storefront, like in the middle of a strip mall.
Yeah, you got to know about and, that, that storefront.
Yeah, and he's not new to the area. He understands what's going on in that area.
That's what it's all about, yeah.
Do you believe Robert Kraft knew of the human trafficking aspect of why this place
know.
Was
I'm
taken
down? I'm not getting
down.
Into that. I'm not touching that part of it, baby Charles. But what I will say, I would say this and say that. Joker got a lot of money. He can get on the plane and go to Vegas or something. If, you know.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
His net worth, as we looked up, right, Sparky, $6.6 billion.
Yeah. Correct.
He don't need a deal. You know, he don't need to be trying to get a deal.
No, he can pay full price. Yeah. He doesn't have to go Black Friday shopping.
No, he don't need a deal on that like that. That's all. If it's true, allegedly.
Leroy. There you go. Now y'all.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead, Roy.
Allegedly, $59.99 for 30 minutes.
No, man.
It's 5 o'clock, right?
What that mean?
It is. It's actually 5:16.
We get smarter as the show gets about the end. What's wrong with a guy acting out his category? There's nothing to see here. Now, the human trafficking thing, everybody need to be arrested for that.
Right.
But I don't think he is a part of that. I'm hoping he's not a part of that. The guy just acting out his fantasy, man, 77 years old.
How many?
77. I'm going to round it up. He's 80 years old. Just won a Super Bowl.
He's now got 7 rings, if anybody was wondering.
Hey, man, listen. After what happened to Jesse Smollett, I'm going to wait, cuz. I'm going to wait for more information to come out. Because I thought two Nigerians, you know, and people in MAGA hats and all this kind of stuff, to cut his face, and all he wanted is more money on Empire, had everybody up and roared, and, you know, just race baiting, and, you know, just going back and forth, and this big, you know, just going back, this big outrage. And he lied. I'm going to just wait. So I'm going to wait, Steve. I'm going to wait. Don't bother me. Hey, man. Crap. Hey, man. Live your best life. See a little Duval for the rest of that song. I'm okay.
I like that song. It's one of my favorites.
The hypocrisy is going to follow this, though. If you're a player that did anything like that, they throw the book at you.
Right. So what is he going to expect
gonna
from Roger
be the
Goodell?
Issue. So they need to settle this up in a court of law quickly. And then Roger Goodell has to, I've never seen it where you have to find your boss because they're kind of his boss. But when Irsay got 6 games, $500,000, which is nothing, they're going to have to do that with, because I don't know what happened to the guy in Dallas. I don't know. I don't know what.
Right, when Jerry Jones had pictures of girls, on top of him, taking pictures.
That might have been Photoshop.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Those were not Photoshop.
I don't know.
Those
I'm going to just say allegedly. They got to figure something out, Steve. What's the precedent when owners do stuff that they always throw the book at players for doing? But now owners are doing this stuff. So now things are kind of out of hand.
Because also, in that same vein, Sparky, Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell do not have the best relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But Robert Kraft
has. Just put all this under this cheating franchise.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a sleazy franchise with a sleazy owner. I mean, that's just.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far.
Why?
Well, that's his opinion.
Cheating isn't sleazy?
That's his opinion.
That's a sleazy franchise with
a
sleazy owner.
Category, but
whatever. Sleazy is sleazy.
It's negative.
That whole franchise is trash, as far as I'm concerned, and this just leads to more of it. And now
they just keep winning, though.
I don't care.
So people don't care.
He's not winning right now. I can tell you that
goes right along with it.
He'll end up winning.
This is not a winning situation.
It's
going
to be. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out and what Goodell does to him, because Irsay got nailed with a drug deal.
Yeah. Yep.
He got $500,000 in 6 games.
Yeah.
Suspended. Right. That's what he got. So we'll see what happens to him. I'll predict it'll be a fine and he won't miss any games.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I predict.
Now, if you gave Tom Brady 4 games for allegedly deflating the balls, you got to Kraft
This doesn't impact football whatsoever, what he did.
No,
nor did Ursay.
I think what
Brady impacted football.
But this is a black mark on the shield, which I think will be taken much
more
literally.
He's one of the most notable, lovable owners.
For sure.
You know, with,
that's why he's hanging out with Cardi B, doing dances and stuff.
Well, and I thought that was amazing, by the way. And, you know, even with him, with wanting Meek Mill to get out and prison reform and all that, he's been out front doing a lot of these things and donated $100,000 back in 2015 to an organization about sex trafficking or something like that. So the guy, I don't want to blemish his whole career as I do players.
Sure.
But if you're Kareem Hunt, you're thinking, well, wait a minute now. Y'all won't want me to play because of something stupid I did with women. Now, this guy down there doing something. I mean, so where's the moral authority? So they got to figure that out.
He's going to be in some trouble. I would be stunned if he didn't get 8 games at least.
And that's really not that big of a deal. Just go watch the game at home.
And Leroy, tomorrow, Brewers start up Cactus League action. Wanted to know who's starting from Tom Hardicourt. Chase Anderson will be the Brewers' initial outgetter in their Cactus League opener tomorrow against the Chicago Cubs.
Inning and a half, 2 innings.
He is also the highest paid pitcher on that staff, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
What's that number?
Is it 10? He made four years at $37 million.
That's the highest paid pitcher,
I believe, yes, because
Chassin
made $8 million last year annually.
Man, they winning.
Yeah, they're also winning at Pella Windows and Doors because they just install great windows.
I can see Keckle through one
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Keckle,
best one.
Say his name. Go ahead, Gary.
Pella Windows and Doors.
Just keep reading, man. What's wrong with you?
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Are you ready? Yeah, you want me to do the whole thing?
Pella Windows and Doors.
The best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process. And right now, they're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020.
That's amazing.
Experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team. All they want to do is make your job run smoothly. And folks, don't worry about the cold. The Pella teams install year-round.
Let me tell you how to get in touch with these folks. They're waiting on your call. 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Tell them Leroy Butler and Gary Ellison sent you.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com.
If Giannis shot the three, he takes a couple of games, it doesn't hit him. If Giannis shot the three, or if he ever learns to really shoot the three, say better than 35%, and he takes a bunch of them, it's not that he's going to pass LeBron as the best player in the game. He could do that by the end of this year. Don't let the Bucks get to the finals and win 2 games from the Warriors. Giannis might pass LeBron then. It's that he'll be the best player who ever lived. If Giannis is knocking down threes, he's going to be the best player who ever lived. That includes Michael Jordan.
That's Max Kellerman earlier today just saying what our guy, Gary Ellerson, on the Wendy's Big Show has been saying for a long time. Hey, Leroy, can you turn that stuff down on your phone? We're doing a radio show. We all good? Yeah, we're doing a radio show. Yeah. All
right. Y'all ain't been on for no couple of minutes.
Couple minutes, man. Just
I was trying to figure out what the heck.
He couldn't hear you talking.
You know what, though? That says a lot of who I'm working with.
What does it say?
You know what I did?
What?
Y'all not good colleagues. Y'all all about self. Y'all see me over here watching some video of Buddy Hill not taking the three against the Golden State Warriors. Y'all just laughing at Leroy. He's such a loser. Look at that guy. Well, yesterday I had over 50 sodas and drinks left over.
Oh, here we go. I brought them in. Here comes
and
the soda.
Stuffed the refrigerator here so y'all won't spend y'all money.
Gary
on
wasn't
that
here.
Vending machine.
Gary wasn't here for the sodas.
I all drank sodas.
He wasn't. You
just drank.
You weren't here.
Water, whatever.
No, you weren't here. This man,
juice, stuffed it.
I had me a cherry Coke. Thanks, Leroy.
He had to have gone up to every single solitary Entercom employee yesterday. And you know how he does it? He walks up to you real quick and kind of slow like and just goes, "Hey man, I got a bunch of put a bunch of sodas in the fridge for you. Yeah. Go grab one. Don't worry about the vending machine, man. I got all the drinks in there for you. Yeah. Go in there and grab one for
I'm a good colleague.
Appreciate it, Leroy. Appreciate it, man." And then he leans back in his chair, goes, puts his feet up here, goes,
"Put my feet up.
I got about 3 or 4 fridges full, cuz
full of stuff,
sodas,
drinks, anything."
neighbors, everybody.
So I brought about 150 of them. So go nuts. Go grab a couple.
I even brought you a 12-pack of that.
That soda water.
Alka-Seltzer you like.
Yeah.
That La Crosse stuff.
Where that?
It's down there in the refrigerator.
Hey, Leroy.
It's like an Alka-Seltzer.
Other day, we were at Mayfair, and they got this new candy shop that opened up over there at Mayfair, and they got a bunch of, like, random sodas in a cooler or whatever. And you ever drink Jolt soda growing up?
Oh, no, I had a Jolt.
No, I had, let me tell you.
Knee-high great.
No, I, when I,
Jolt, that sounds like
a... Gary had a reaction to that soda.
Yeah, that sounds dangerous.
When I was in college,
yep,
I think my last year, and then my first couple years in Green Bay, when I would drive to Georgia from here to there,
yeah,
Jolt soda all the way down.
Yeah.
So, really?
Yeah. Oh, well, keep you awake. Right?
I wish we had video right now.
Head shaking, eyes popping out of his head.
Pookie of New Jack City.
Man, you be like, ugh. I mean.
He keeps calling me.
You straight. Leroy, I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I can be there by 9 a.m.
Gary.
In DeJoy. It's a 13-hour drive now. That's how fast I'm going.
Gary.
What?
I was in 5th or 6th grade, and we were marching band back in the day. Mm. So it was CYO marching band back in the day. So it was literally from 5th grade through senior year of high school. We were all in the same band.
You guys know that's Christian Youth Organization.
Correct. And we were the only one left in the country. Thank you. We were the only one left in the country at that point. So I was like 5th or 6th grade or whatever, playing. Yeah. I think I played cymbals marching my first year on the street with everybody.
I was with
like juniors and seniors playing snare drums way bigger than me and everything else. Well, our drum instructor was addicted to Jolt Soda.
Really?
And had all of us drinking Jolt Soda with him the entire like band camp for that week.
What flavor?
Flying
what flavor?
Off the wall.
Just regular Jolt Soda.
Jolt Soda. They don't have a flavor.
So he drank.
Jolt.
Big can.
Right, yeah.
Because can is big.
Gary.
Tall can.
Gary. He drank damn near 10 to 12 a day.
Oh.
Okay?
Where he at now?
Gary, we
all
used
6 feet under.
Gary, we used to drink like 6 a day, trying to keep up with him as we're going. We'd go from like 8 in the morning to like 8 at night.
No.
Really?
Now, again, I was in like 5th grade or whatever, 6th grade. That was the only year I had him, and after that, he was gone.
No.
But yeah, we played, our song that year on the street was Sarah.
Sarah what?
Who sings that?
Sarah Smile.
Starship? Jefferson.
Right.
Yeah. That was the song that we marched to that year.
Y'all played it fast motion too, didn't you?
Well, our drum line was maybe the best drum line we ever had was that year.
Yeah, y'all played
it. And of course, I was the youngest one on the drum line, but it was fun.
A little sparky.
So, yeah.
I want to go get one. I was going to get one on the way out, and I didn't. But now that I know.
They still sell them?
Yes, they had them there. But in single, you had to buy them in single can.
Yeah, single cans.
Right.
Bigger cans.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back there and get me one because I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Uh-oh. Mess with that soda.
If anybody has a picture of Steve Sparky Pfeiffer marching in the band
when you were in
5th or 6th grade and
with
everybody
cymbals?
Else was junior. Yes.
Yeah. But that's a good picture. Little old me with cymbals.
Yeah.
But the better picture is little old me with the big bass drum trying to carry this thing and marching.
Yep, that's the one we want.
I bet you good old KS can find it.
I don't think so.
When he put Steve in that police car, when he was pulled over off of 108, I don't know how he didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize.
I wasn't pulled over, man.
It just looked...
It looked like he was pulled over
by the cop. They put you...
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was like you were trying to get out.
Dude, they saved my day is what they did. Thank God for the Hales Corners Police Department.
Oh, yeah, that's no doubt.
I would have froze.
Next time, police, get a selfie with Steve. Put that on the internet.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Let's go out to Kevin on the north side of Milwaukee. Kevin, pick a lane, man.
Yes. First of all, y'all know I'm going to see my kid. Girls play Butler tonight.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Eagles.
Okay, nice.
All right. I'm picking the center lane. Giannis needs a jumper. I mean, not only does it help his game, help him possibly become the greatest, if not one of the greatest players that ever played the game, it'll help out the team. I don't know how you call yourself a Bucks fan and you say this man don't need a jumper. If you're a true Bucks fan, you want every player on that team to be at their best to help us, and that jumper will do that for us.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. Good call.
I understand that, but I also know that, you know, growing up, I couldn't read real well, but I learned because I kept a lot of repetition with my teacher. I was able to read better, but I can't do the update like Mandela. No matter how much I try, people are better at certain things. I can get the job done. But if you still, over and over again, taking shots and shots. Here's an example. When they showed the video of Giannis with his coach, they say he'd do a lot of shots, okay? Every time the coach passed it to him, he would take a dribble. than shoot a set shot. That's different. A jumper is when you catch it, it's out your hand like Miritich was doing. As soon as it's gone. It's gone. Because if you coming off a pick, if you take a dribble, a guy can come around that pick and block it. But they're leaving him wide open. So if he ever had the mentality, I'm just going to take these shots, he'll get better at it. And not for percentages. It's about how many you make. I never remember Michael Jordan missing a shot because he always made the most important one.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going to happen down the stretch? That three that they gave Middleton, the team in the playoffs is going to say, Middleton's not going to get that shot no more. We're going to make Giannis take it.
For sure, yep.
And that's the reason why I was watching this with Buddy Hield at San Antonio. They gave him an open three last time. The first time he made it. The second time he could win the game, and he dribbled down to try to tie it up. If you're not mentally ready to take these shots, it can hurt your team and hurt you because they're giving it to you.
North side of Milwaukee, RJ. Pick a lane, RJ.
I'm picking Gary's lane. I'll have to echo the previous caller. Leroy, you are 100% correct. It's not about percentages. It's about in the clutch. Can you make that shot when it's needed? You're absolutely right. But the difference is, look, Giannis gets a jumper. Giannis develops a jumper. He develops a jump shot and not the set shot that you're talking about, Roy.
Yep.
Game over. Game over. He elevates everyone else's game. And as far as when it comes down to making those key points at the end of games, he's already got that killer instinct. He's already got that mentality and attitude. He doesn't have to take more shots. He just needs to be able to make the shots that he takes.
And
that's afforded to him. He will be the best player in the universe if he is able to do that.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Appreciate the call, RJ.
And yeah. I ain't mad. Listen, I want folks to know I ain't mad at his game right now.
No, you're just saying that there is room for improvement.
If he only stays like this, if he stays like, I'm good.
Still a Hall of Famer.
Right. Yep. Steve, the folks don't know, I'm good.
He stays healthy. He's
yes,
all right.
Yes, I'm good.
Crazy to think of, man.
I'm good.
That ain't even an issue.
I'm good.
If he developed that, what we're talking about, now you're talking about champions.
Folks don't even know. Karl Malone had a jump shot.
Yeah, he did.
Just saying.
Karl Malone also had like 19-some kids.
I ain't talking about
kids. Well, we ain't talking about nobody's kids, man. Why are you bringing up his kids?
Yeah, why are you doing that?
It's all relevant, man.
Oh, man, come
it's
on,
all
man.
Just say that. You
know I can't think of Karl Malone without thinking of that.
Oh, man.
That's also because I haven't seen him play,
I didn't know.
This guy here, now he been talking about Robert Kraft all day. Now he want to throw Karl Malone on in the bus. Come on,
if it bleeds, it leads.
Oh,
that's a hot story.
Right there. Yes, sir. Journalism School 101. Mike on the south side of Milwaukee. Pick a lane, Mike.
Hey, Robert Kraft. I mean, this guy is 77 years old.
Right.
His wife died.
Right.
You know, in 2011.
Right.
If he wants to get his desires met at an Asian spa, you know, we're not the MFL, Morale Football League. We're the NFL.
Right.
If we're the MFL, nobody would be playing. And, you know, if he wants to go there so he don't lose half of his stake and involved with some chick that's going to take half his stuff and do what he's got to do. And I guarantee you, he didn't know anything about human trafficking. They don't know that stuff. He went in there, and I wouldn't doubt it if, you know, they solicited him to get some extra money from him.
It's going to be very interesting.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Yep.
Because you had detectives involved in this. It's been very interesting. They had somebody's phones tapped, wiretapped.
Well, they got video.
That's one thing.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, if they got any audio of Kraft on a phone with somebody else talking about why he should go here and what all is going on, and they got him on there, and he does know something about something, I mean, we're all assuming because he's an NFL owner, he's not involved in any of this crap, and that's fair enough. I'm down with that. We shouldn't assume that, right? You're saying, and that's, in my opinion, that's still bad. One way or the other, I don't care how you look at it, that's still not, it's not legal, so it's not good. But if there's something more to this that we don't know,
Same thing with Jesse Smollett. Same thing. People rush to judgment all the time. I'm going to wait. He was just a customer. My favorite group, one of my favorite rap groups, EPMD. You're a customer. That's it.
You're more than a customer. You're
oh man, you gotta be
friend.
Kidding me. You're just go to Sports Flash.
A client.
No, definitely not doing that read off of this. No, absolutely not. Just go to Anthony Mangiello. No.
Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Baby Tao, Spiel Schmidt with you on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Good bumper, too, man. We really do got some good songs on here, man. We should be a DJ or something. You need me to DJ your wedding, Leroy?
We got that covered.
You got that covered?
You got
do do you need me to officiate your wedding?
No, we got that covered.
You got,
can I do anything?
Well, hold
no.
on. You got,
can I even come?
No, you better stay away from that. Because Steve said, knowing you, with your track record, although the Bucks did win, you may show up and Gary will forget the ring.
Yeah, it's probably
because you're a black cat.
Right. Is you, you got... You got one of them DJs or no?
Somewhere in the middle.
Two turntables in
my phone? Somewhere in the middle.
What?
So now you don't DJ with turntables. It's all...
No, no. It's just with volume knobs or something like that.
My boy DJ G got that.
Well, yeah, GA can...
Well, a lot of guys
GA
do
can
it,
spin, though.
You could just...
You got the vinyl,
because Shaq is a DJ.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That one chick, Paris Hilton, she's a DJ.
But she's not a DJ.
You got... So it ain't a turntable and microphone? Two turntables?
I don't really know, really, honest with you.
You don't?
But I wouldn't.
Do you know who this guy is? Or
yeah,
gal.
Of course. Yeah, I had to pay.
Because I got one that can do it now. She does all the badger games.
Oh, it's a girl?
Oh, yeah, she's for real.
I'm interested.
She's
in
hot.
That.
Do it.
You're
do it
getting
all.
Married. You're getting
what?
Married. What does it matter if she's a girl?
No, I love.
We're
girls
just
DJing.
No. We're just
available.
Asking.
Yeah.
She can play music.
She does all the DJing at the Badger games.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, all the Badger and basketball games.
We did a DJ for
all the music at the games. Okay. At the games, she's doing all that, jump around, all that stuff. She's DJing all that.
What's Friday night?
She may be too expensive.
No.
That's like the rehearsal dinners and stuff.
Yeah, we're not invited to that one.
No, I know that. But that's going to be a huge rehearsal dinner.
She may be too expensive, though.
No.
That rehearsal dinner you're going to have.
Too expensive for Leroy Butler.
Hey, man, people got to eat. And I'm broke.
That rehearsal dinner's gonna be like 100 people, ain't it?
No, just a wedding party.
Right. Don't you got like 10 groomsmen?
19.
No, you're just lying now. Shut up.
It's 19, it is.
No, 19. I thought you said you had like 9.
That was a year ago.
You added some good friends?
Yes. No, 9 Packers.
You went out of Gary Ellerson route.
9 Packers.
9 Packers.
His rest is just folks.
Just folks?
Yeah.
Did they got their tuxes yet, these folks?
Well, you know, guys are late to the party.
You better hurry up, man. This thing is in May.
You haven't gotten your tux yet?
It's in May.
It's all picked. I just got to go get measured and all that.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Otherwise, you get caught in that prom season and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, because I don't know, man. I'm standing up in a wedding like 3 weeks after yours, and I had to get my tux fitted like before the end of the year.
Yeah. A lot of guys didn't want to go.
May's a hot month for weddings, too.
Down a little bit.
And prom.
And prom. You got prom and weddings. Dude, you better go get this stuff fitted, man.
We'll probably get it done next week.
Probably go get it next week.
I mean, otherwise.
We'll probably get it next week.
Otherwise, just tell everybody to wear their own suit.
No. We're not doing that.
Just everybody come in a suit.
No. I think 50% of the party has gotten theirs done. 50% is procrastinators.
50% of your party got it done.
Yeah. All they got to do is go in and say the Butler Jordan wedding, and it pops up, and they measure you out 10 minutes.
And Baby Tosh.
Look at this guy.
Baby Tosh. He said, if we go in to the tux place, we say Butler Jordan wedding, we can just get measured.
We can just get.
You want to get a tux?
No, your name got to be on the
list. Let's go get a tux,
now.
Man.
Your name will pop up.
Yeah, we'll go next week.
Welcome to Tony William Henderson. They'll believe you. Say you're Gilbert Brown. Say you're Gilbert Brown.
Let's go to Kurt on the north side of Milwaukee. Kurt Pickle-Lane, man.
Kurt
Pickle-Lane.
I'm picking the lane. Gary's lane, man. Real quick.
Come on, man.
Go get him, Kurt.
Get in there, Kurt.
This is going to be real quick. It was a man named Michael Jordan, the greatest player of all time.
Yes, sir.
When that man was just scoring, he complained that he couldn't hold defense.
Right.
He learned then how to play defense and became the best defensive player in the league at that time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We got to give Giannis time to grow.
Absolutely.
Yes, Gary, he needs a jumper.
Yes.
But we don't need to talk about that right now because you got to give that man time to grow.
Sure.
It's not like he's not practicing.
I agree.
We literally complained about his free throw shooting. He got better at that.
No, he didn't. Percentage is down.
He complained that he couldn't gain weight.
Free throw shooting is the worst year of his career since his rookie year. Yeah.
But we know your point, though.
Yeah,
we know
he's getting to the line.
But, Kurt, hold on. Kurt, hold on.
Y'all kidding me? Over the last month and a half, y'all have not looked at this man free throw shooting the last month and a half? Look at his stats over the last 30 days.
Well, that's good, because it means he's really crap before the last 30 days. Yeah, he's at 71% now, which is the worst in his career since he was like 66% his rookie year.
So he's doing better. Am I correct, Sparky?
I didn't look up the last month and a half of his free throw numbers.
We're checking on that.
Yeah, he's doing better.
I'll look for you.
He's doing better.
Okay.
So we'll give him time.
You want to hold on, Kurt?
Just like we got Google. We do, too.
All right.
Yeah,
Kurt,
Kurt cracked himself, we'll
get it for you. That was a good one, Kurt.
We looked at his three-point numbers, but we didn't look at his free
throw. We didn't look at his free throw line. Let's get Joel on the south side in here quickly.
Let's go, MB.
Joel, pick a lane, man.
All right, so, Sparky, this is where you and I disagree.
Uh-oh.
That's all right.
Giannis does not need to get a better shot, and here's why. He's got shooting all around him.
See, that's wrong.
Let him finish.
Just hear him.
Go ahead and finish.
So everyone on the Bucks team is in play because of their shooting. And with Giannis and the attention he draws, they're shooting in space. That's a higher percentage play than him shooting. And I get what you're saying, like, if you were to become a better shooter. But it's not just like, boom, poof, he's a better shooter. Do what he does, and that's get in the lane, high percentage shot in the paint, or create for his teammates. Hypothetically speaking, right, for argument's sake, let's just say Leroy and Gary – they're really funny, right?
Mm.
No, Sparky, that doesn't mean you need to be funny because they're funny. You're a team, so you play off each other. They'll be entertaining.
Not the same
you come
thing.
With the facts.
Right, but what Gary's talking about is Giannis becoming the greatest player of all time.
Yes.
And he still can because
over Michael Jordan.
The players before him did not have the physical attributes he had. So they were working with less. He's able to do more because he's 6'11", can handle the ball. We're not talking about Joel Embiid. Hey, he needs to be able to handle the ball better. We just accept the fact that he is what he is. We're putting more on Giannis because shooting is so prevalent in today's game. We think, oh, everyone needs to be able to shoot. No, he's got shooters around him. Do what you do.
That's a really bad take.
Thanks for the call.
Here's why that's a really bad take. Because you're telling this guy not to get better.
That's what Shaq did to himself.
Yeah, you're saying, We're building this team around you, and we got it, but we don't want you to get any better than what you are right now. You just continue to be in that hole that you're in and don't get better.
It's hard to get better than Robert's Specialty Meats.
That's crazy.
Much better than last segment. Might be winner in Wisconsin. The Milwaukee's baseball team plays its first spring training game tomorrow.
It'll
yes, they play tomorrow.
Chase Anderson on the bump. Yeah, against Chicago
Let's
Cubs.
Let's get it done.
You don't have to wait till opening day to enjoy some of our game time favorites from our specialty meats. The legendary ribs on a stick can be savored from the oven or stovetop grill. Just heat those boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce for just a few minutes, and you're ready to chow them down. And for those who love chicken, Roberts has awesome tasting marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, and chili lime varieties ready to eat in no time. Listen to me. If you've never been to Roberts Specialty Meats in Waukesha on Sunset, you are missing out. Like, it'll take you at least probably 30 minutes to really look at everything they have for you to possibly buy.
It took me an hour and a half before I actually ordered the first time.
I like the
yes, there's so much to look at. You just can't stop looking at everything that they have. It is absolutely amazing. Okay. Back to what we were talking about. They have over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats, including the Wisconsin Wurst, featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar.
They got to be bacon and cheddar.
Come on, man. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection. And when you visit, be sure to sample some of their Cherrywood Fresh Beef Sticks or Jerky, the perfect snack treats. And like I was telling you earlier, got a birthday party tomorrow for our son, Jackson. I literally called up Paul Roberts earlier in the week and said, there's so many people are coming. Give me some ideas of what I can do that even I can cook and even I can put together myself. He's slicing up some beef tenderloin.
Slicing.
Real nice and thin. Putting that rub on there.
Slicing.
Get some au jus sauce.
Gotta have au jus.
Bring it home, heat it up, and away we go. Some beef tenderloin sandwiches. Beautiful. Absolutely love it. And you can do the exact same thing. If you're looking to entertain, he'll make it nice and easy for you. Check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for specials and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your home town butcher.
Tie a bow on this bad boy for the week. Wendy's Big Show after this.
Miss something on The Fan? Just go to 1057fmthefan.com and click on demand. Powered by John Paul's Buick GMC on Highway 100, Greenfield.
Hey, it's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Have you gotten your Brooklyn in sheets yet? No? Why not? I've been telling you about them forever. Cozy, comfy sheets.
five-star style sheets, baby. You're not going to get better sheets anywhere else. And they're the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. Who are we talking about? Brooklinen.com. Surely you've been there by now. Their mission is simple. Make five-star hotel quality sheets more affordable and easy to order. They're luxury sheets without the luxury markup. And you can mix and match over 20 colors and patterns. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Steve at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Steve at Brooklinen.com. That's B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N.com. Promo code Steve. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. It's been one heck of a week. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, and all of you at 414-799-1250.
Just need a jumper.
That last joker that called it, can you say that?
Joel?
Yeah. Find that, say that. We jumping on that on Monday. Cop, that, I still got some talk on
so you
that.
So you want to go in there next week?
Huh?
You want to go in on that next week?
Yeah, this joker, Joel. How?
That's
what?
It's a good phone call, man. What are you talking about?
Leroy, what did you say Giannis doesn't have to do?
Giannis does not need a jumper.
That was just
he
not
just
even.
Need to go
that
and score 30 every night.
When did he become Jamaican, man? That was supposed to be Shaq.
I love Shaq, man. Shaq, my favorite. Man.
Thanks to John McNamara, all of you Shaq. For listening, and Shaq Robert Kraft for messing up because he gave us a lot of good conversation. Wendy's Big Show back Monday, 2. Peace.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.